This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. None of my business, I know, but what are you doing with your spare time lately? I ask because we learned from the Commerce Department this week that retail sales of sporting goods and hobby and instrument and bookstores were down 5.4% last month over a year ago. Garden equipment and supplies, down about 3.7%. So what do you suppose that means for the small businesses that rely on people to be really, really into fishing reels and board games and plant humidifiers? We sent Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes off to find out.
Today I learned that dice can have more than six sides.
Over here somewhere we've got a 30-sided die.
Lindsay Farrell works at Canton Games, a shop in Baltimore. She says they also have a few hundred-sided dice.
But those don't really stop rolling, so they're not really essential.
And specialized dice can cost hundreds. Farrell says another big seller are Magic the Gathering cards, which she herself has refused to get into.
I've got other hobbies that suck out all of my spare money, you know?
Specifically, plants, which is actually what they sell a few blocks over at Kelly Gardens. Jason Ross is there, purchasing a green leafy plant for $30. And actually, he has some questions about those leaves.
I've got dogs at home that tend to maybe chew a thing or two. This isn't like a toxic type of plant for animals.
It would fall into toxic. It's not going to kill you, though. I'm going to say that.
That's the store's owner, Chris Kelly. He's wearing a gray t-shirt that says Plant Guy. He opened the store in 2021 and knows he's competing with spending on pets and dinners out. But even with hobby spending down overall, real plant lovers can't stop.
I'm doing better this year than I did last year, so sounds like I'm on the right path.
Kelly also goes to people's homes and will repot and prune all those plants they bought at the start of the pandemic. And just down the street is another store that's over a century old. Tochterman's Fishing Tackle. When customers enter, they pass under two rows of fishing rods, positioned like an arch of sabers. One of the owners, Deanna Tochterman, is talking to a customer about how to use lugworms as live bait.
Keep them cold like a bloodworm. Treat them the same way like a bloodworm.
They're not so gross as a bloodworm. Do they drip?
They bite.
Do they bite?
The lugworms, which are twitching in the box, cost about $10. You can spend hundreds or even thousands on fishing gear like reels and rods. Tony Tochterman is a co-owner and Deanna's husband.
2 years ago was fantastic because you couldn't do anything else but fish.
He says that growth has slowed, but isn't worried, because once you get into fishing, there is always more you can buy. Tim Campbell, a sales associate, reads a sign on the bait fridge.
It says, give a man a fish and he has food for a day. Teach a man to fish and he has to buy bamboo rods, graphite reels, monofilament lines, neoprene.
You get the idea.
And six packs.
In Fells Point in Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.